This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Let's try it again. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice and Marcia. Thanks, Vinny. Oh, my God. You're the best. Yuzi's back, everybody. Brynn is still here. That baby, I'm telling you, I told him this last week. I'm like, the baby is coming Tuesday when we need you for the secret show. That's when the baby's coming.
I hope that baby
is already a giant
That's called an entrance, Sarah. Come on.
Well,
that's how you do it.
I guess.
That's how you let everybody know, I'm here.
Hey, everybody, I'm here.
You need my dad? Too bad. He answers to me now.
Yeah, I need him.
Yeah. Too bad for you.
That's how that goes, man. I watch Eddie Ift. He's just like me. He's got one kid later in life.
Yeah.
Eddie Ift.
About the same age as yours, right?
A little younger.
Okay.
But I just watch on his Facebook or Instagram, and it's just, you've just become a slave. In the best way, but no question.
You do for someone else.
There
now.
You are.
Yep.
You know, instead of surfing, you're playing it on the swings.
Super
instead
fun.
Of surfing, you're sharing a smoothie.
It's lovely.
Instead of surfing, you're, you name it. I could go all day.
You're in service to someone else.
Right. But in a good way. I mean, it's all good.
Well,
I'm having fun.
I really do wish, though, that baby would have come at least over the weekend or something.
Yeah. You know what? We still that means we have a chance to have him there for us tomorrow. That'd
no,
be great.
She is definitely coming tomorrow.
No, I don't think so.
I think she's going to come tomorrow.
Hey, you know what would be funny?
Wednesday would be great.
What? Yeah. When is my kid's birthday?
Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
Uh-huh. It is.
That would be funny. All the little girls on our show are born on the same day.
Scorpios.
Yeah. She's a Scorpio anyway, right? The 26th. You're a Scorpio, aren't you?
I'm a Scorpio, yeah.
You're right on the cusp?
No.
When does it change? The 23rd, maybe?
22nd, I think. I'll double check.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, as long as we know Yuzi's a Scorpio.
Forget about all this. Let's hear about Elton John.
Let's do.
Oh, so good.
So you go to Vegas. You fly out on, what morning was that? Thursday morning?
No, we flew out Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Get to the airport.
It's all good.
Yeah, everything's cool. Flew Virgin. They're
Where'd
great.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at Caesars.
Oh, nice.
Because that's where the show was. You know, we didn't want to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't want to walk Hell anywhere no. or take a cab or anything like that.
Stay where it's all happening.
Right in the hotel. When we got to the hotel, though, there was, you know, as usual, Vegas, a lot of conventions. We had to wait in line for almost an hour just to get the room.
Just to check
my
in?
Goodness.
Yeah. There's different lines, but it was a long wait.
You didn't have the high roller status?
No, sorry, I'm not.
Do they serve drinks in the line at Caesars?
Oh, that would have been a great idea. No, they don't.
That's weird.
No, but we were just chilling. We're like, oh, we're here. You know, we weren't sure when our room was going to be available because we thought it was 4. So I was like, well, let's just check in first and see what happens. So they gave us an early check-in.
Oh, good.
So that was great. Yeah, so we just dropped our stuff off at the room and then went down. Oh, we went into the mall area because I was looking for a particular restaurant to go to.
Oh, yeah.
I love that little mall area.
It's just so far.
Is that the one with the blue clouds on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the craziest little.
Yeah.
Like,
it's neat.
Feels like you're on a street.
Yeah.
It's neat.
So
people weren't that helpful, though, when we were asking for the restaurant. I even had it on my phone, and it just was not working out. It's called Joe's Steakhouse and Seafood.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Oh, so you did find it eventually.
We did. We finally found it asking 4 different people.
Oh.
But the lunch was delicious, so we had that. And then we went. Did we go? I think we went to a bar area right there by the registration, had a couple drinks. Went upstairs and then just freshened up.
You didn't nap or do it?
No.
Or?
Mm-mm. There wasn't any time. You know,
what time was the show at?
7:30.
Oh, boy.
So we wanted to get there early.
7:30?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very rock and roll, is it?
That's great for me.
All right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It works for me. And that was easy to get into. We had located the place early. The Coliseum is what it is. And we get in there to the lobby, get a drink there, and then go to our seats. The seats were amazing, you
guys.
Were. They're so good.
Oh, thank goodness.
Was it clear?
Totally. And as I'm looking behind me, chomps. I didn't say that.
How close were you?
You didn't say that.
She thought it.
You didn't have to say it. It's clear you thought it.
As I looked up, people up there in the balcony or whatever.
She was like the 12th row from the stage.
Yeah. Nice. Yes,
I mean, I was telling her, I looked at like 5 or 6 different sites, and it just seemed like the very best we could get for that price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they were expensive tickets. So thank you guys so much.
Happy birthday.
Yay! And I was just sitting there like, like shaking like a chihuahua. Like, I'm so excited. And he comes out and audience goes wild. Oh. He sang all the songs that I wanted to hear. Of course, I love most songs, but, you know, not every Elton John
song. Yeah.
But every one that I wanted to hear, I heard. And his band was amazing.
Did you rock a man?
It was great. Yes.
Did you do Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Yes.
Philadelphia Freedom?
He did. That was my least favorite.
Oh. Crocodile Rock?
You know what? I was trying to think. Did he sing that? And I can't remember, but I think he did.
The Bitch Is Back?
Uh-huh. He definitely sang that one. We all laughed.
How about Tiny Dancer?
Oh.
Boo.
What do you mean, boo?
Hold me close to Tiny Dancer.
Oh, he did. And my favorite song is, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Oh really?
Yes, I love that song so much. He did.
Oh,
and I swear,
boy.
I started tearing up.
Oh,
I'm like, it's so beautiful.
Was he? Did he have a huge band, or was he just on his piano?
It was a big band.
Okay.
Well, you know, 5 or 6 dudes.
Yeah.
And they were amazing. They did solos, and they were just so good.
Did he do Rocket Man?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Did he do Candle in the Wind?
He did.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah.
Did he do the Diana version of it?
I don't think so. It's just the normal
Norma
version.
Jean.
Yeah.
Well, you have to figure he just did every hit, right? I mean, what hit wouldn't he...
on Facebook,
hits.
People were like, he doesn't play Benny and the Jets. And I'm like,
Benny?
No, he played it.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
Did he play
so
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Oh, good one.
Don't Let the Sun...
I know how it goes. I can't remember. There are so many.
What about your song?
Your song? Yes.
You can tell everybody.
Oh, he has to do that one. Would you say that's his biggest hit? Your song? It's got to be, right?
It's got to be right up there. What about Leave On?
He did sing that. Yeah.
Is that the same as... what's Daniel? What?
Daniel, my brother.
I am older than you. Can you still feel the pain?
I think it is Sam. I can't remember. Anyway, it was just so great. And then so after we
left
there.
Well, hold on. Did he do an encore? Like, did he do encores? Did you guys have to bring him back onto the stage?
I don't think he did.
Oh, so.
I don't think you would if you're the only show.
Yeah.
You play your hits, you jam through them, and then you say, I'm going to... Well, he doesn't go to the bar, but for him, or maybe he does. I don't know if he's still sober, but...
I think he is.
It was a thing for him.
Yeah, I think he...
Then he goes, I'm going to the
hot
spa. Yeah, the hot tub or whatever, you know? Yeah.
It seems like... I actually feel like he would, like that, you know, it's just him, so he goes off, he freshens up, throws a towel around his neck, comes back on, does one more...
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. I guess, though, when they, you know, they flick the lights on when the guy's done.
That's it, yeah. And it's only one show a night that he does.
Oh.
And it was a couple-hour show, so it was perfect.
Nice.
It was so good. So we left there.
And then did you go gamble and get ripped?
No, I don't gamble. Oh. And John didn't want to gamble.
So yeah, I'm not into it either.
We went back to our bartender, Eddie.
Oh. Well, you got to get to know your bartender.
Well, yeah. First thing I ask, what's your name?
I'm going to need to be able to yell that at you.
Yes.
Good for you. Really do know how to handle your business, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Good so she is 50 years we old there. Now, Vinny.
Yes.
Oh.
So we went there, had a few drinks, and then we went upstairs and, you know, had an amazing time there. Oh. Took a big bath in our big jacuzzi tub and had fun.
So he gave you a little birthday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or a lot.
Oh.
I was like,
all the stuff?
All the stuff. Uh-huh. Well, not all the stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Not all the stuff?
Not all the stuff.
You don't want that?
No, nobody
it just
wants
didn't
that.
Happen.
Huh.
And then the next morning we wake
There's
up.
There's a lot of
and
pressure on him on a birthday night like that to come
deliver,
through.
Right.
Be pouring drinks on it. Please. Don't let me down. Come on.
Drink up, man.
He goes, after it was all done, he said, I don't remember this, but he goes, yeah, and then you said, let's go back downstairs. And then he's like, oh, do you really want to have to get dressed and put our clothes? Yeah! And then...
Of course.
I pass out. So the next morning, we just, you know, got our stuff together and got back on the plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whirlwind.
Wow, that was
a... That was super fast. Well, he had to go back to work. Friday. So we had to come right back. Otherwise, I would have stayed another day.
It work is thing's really yeah. busting up your game, isn't it?
I know. The work thing is such a change for you guys.
Mm-hmm. So we try to treasure every moment we get.
That's nice, though. The midweek getaway is, you know, it's less crowded there. And
yeah. Although there was...
Although, right.
They were saying there was a quarter
wait.
Million people coming in for a convention.
Oh, my God.
Some kind of automobile convention. Everything, like, on an automobile, vendors were going to be there.
Oh.
Huh.
Different places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you do it.
Yeah.
Get everyone... Everyone loves to go to a convention in Vegas. Happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, right. People love it.
So what happened to you guys? You guys didn't work on Friday?
I got super sick. I was, you know, it's funny because, of course, on Thursday, I'm like, well, there's no way I can call in sick.
The first words when she walked into the office is, if Yuzette was here.
I would not be here.
I would not be here.
But then, so check this out. By 6:15 or, I don't know, 7:02, whatever time Michael Martin walked in, human beelines, he goes, we can't work tomorrow. Sarah's sick.
And she's still sick, by the way.
He comes in.
She's still
I'm
sick right
done.
Now.
You said that to Michael?
Yeah. Hooman comes in and goes,
right in.
We're off. We're off tomorrow.
I go, what are you talking about? We're off tomorrow. And he goes, oh, no. Michael Martin said it was okay. I'm like, well, what if I feel better?
Right.
And he's like, no, no, you won't.
Don't force it, Sarah.
Yeah, don't force it, Sarah.
So, so where's the trip to? Well, I am leaving town for Florida, but that's not why.
Yeah, that's right. Why.
No, Florida. My flight was at 1:00. I could have come in. That change of the ticket there was $300. To change the ticket was $500. So I was stuck with that 1:00 flight no matter what.
So did you go?
Yeah, I went.
How was Florida?
It was great.
I forget why you said you went to Florida again.
Church.
Church stuff, yeah.
Oh. Church stuff.
Thank you, Brent.
Thanks, Brent.
Church!
Take me to church.
But what? God is everywhere, Hooman.
Yeah.
Why did you have to go to Florida?
There's a group of people out there that I just really admire, and they have this thing once a year.
It wasn't like a hurricane thing?
No. It was just kind of like an update on, you know, the stuff that they're doing.
And
the
Lord's up to.
Yeah, the Lord's up to.
It's God's. So anyway.
Jesus is still dead, or...
No, he's alive.
We took Friday off. Hooman went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vinny went surfing.
Vinny went surfing. Vinny did a lot of surfing. It's great.
He's got the best.
They're all moved into their place.
Is he unpacked?
God,
are
you guys.
Unpacked?
Finally, we're at that place where even if another thing doesn't get put away, it feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And like all of that lead up and stuff that's been going on in the background that I really can't come in here and bitch about since, you know, Santa Rosa burned down. It's one of those things where you just go...
My problems
are nothing by comparison to what Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Rosa have been through. But still, it's done. It's just so nice. It's really... There's still stuff to do, but for the most part, our stuff is where it's supposed to be. Like, that's where the coffee pot lives. Okay. Here's where the shower. You know what I mean?
Yes,
all
totally.
That stuff. It's finally done.
Your towels are. You can reach out and grab one.
Yes, and that's another thing. So you know when you move, you sort of have that. I don't even know where my clothes are, much less if where my dirty clothes are, like, where's the laundry? So now we've been able to do laundry and get caught up and all that stuff. So it's been good.
You've been hanging out in that backyard?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And other stuff. There were plenty of chores done.
Gonna get a little swing set back there?
The people who we got the place from left behind their laundry machines.
Oh, yes. I remember you saying this.
For us.
Right. Thank you.
Which we just, I had to get rid of on Saturday.
And you did you keep the ones you had at the last
place? Yeah, we bought them specifically. I think they're still under warranty, so we weren't going to get rid of those.
Right.
So anyway, we had to get those other ones down the stairs and then sell them.
Oh.
For nothing. I mean, basically.
You put a free sign on them out front.
Not quite free, but you know, I think the people who left with them were pretty darn surprised they got the price they did.
Oh.
And took off like, thanks, mister.
I gotta get out of here quick before he changes his mind.
Glad you're taking him away, and I'm happy, and it's all good.
Was it less than $100?
Yes.
25.
Oh, for both?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I wanted them to leave today.
Adios. Absolutely.
You understand me, right?
Watch me, ghost.
I need these things. I don't have all day to play. And you put something up like that on Craigslist, I got 50 emails.
Oh.
So I'm suddenly going, okay, in order, let's run down the list. Mm-hmm. You want these things? Come get them. No? All right. Bye.
Yep.
Well, can you hold them to? No.
No.
Absolutely not. This ends today. These leave this morning. I am, what do they call those? Hand trucks? I'm hand trucking them in front of our driveway right now to the street. And I'm waiting.
First person who picks them up gets them.
Right. And that's how that went on
Saturday
morning.
Oh, you want two people to show up. And then have a bidding war over them.
I really didn't. Yeah. I didn't. I promise you.
Might break out into a fight.
It went the way it needed to go.
Well, the garden hose ready.
Look, most people are good people, but you really don't want a bunch of people coming to your house. No. You just don't.
Yeah.
That is so true.
So I try to keep that to them. Normally, if it's, I'm selling something that's, you know,
Safeway.
I can. Yeah, I'll meet you at the grocery store, pal.
Yeah.
In this case, that wasn't going to be.
Did you guys decorate for Halloween?
No, but we. Oh, I went to a big old Halloween party.
Oh my God, what were you as an R letter?
You didn't see that?
No, I have been. Are you kidding me? I have been under the influence of NyQuil.
I did see a picture of you. I can't remember.
I Instagrammed it.
I saw it.
Check my Instagram.
What was it?
It was Rudolph.
Oh. I knew he was going to be that.
But all he had was a little nose.
No,
he had horns.
And
I put on a brown pants and a brown shirt and black gloves and black shoes. Come on.
To go back and look
what?
At that.
That's just funny.
Why is that funny?
It's just funny.
It's the best I could do under the circumstances.
Is that what you're going to be tomorrow?
Well, yeah. I mean,
what? He's got to come up with two costumes?
Who's got time for this?
Yeah, since I didn't get you one, huh?
All right,
exactly right.
Okay, I see it. I didn't notice all the other stuff. I just saw the nose. And what was she?
Ripley from Aliens.
Oh,
funny.
Of the people in their group totally put zero effort into his. Way less than Vinny. Way less.
Which
you
one?
Know about this? What are you talking
about?
Because
I'm looking at the group shot, the six
oh,
of
the
them.
Oh, the group shot that there's the missus posted.
There's a guy that came retired. And
that's his house!
And he has a lay around his neck. I'm like, that's it, bro? A lay around your neck?
That's his house, though.
But still.
They're the ones that threw the party.
Everyone.
They threw it. Check this out. So my friends, Brian and Emily.
Shame.
Right.
Shame on
you don't
Brian.
Have to shame your friends.
I don't have
We're
to shame them.
Them now.
So they have three kids, and they have this party. The party is from 8 to 10. And the kids are upstairs sleeping.
How old are the kids?
So we get into the party, and, you know, I'm loud as I can be because I'm just loud as I can be always. And I'm like, by the way, where are the kids? Oh, they're upstairs sleeping. They had at least 30 to 40 people at this party. Everyone's dressed up. They even had a costume contest.
Playing the music real soft?
Yeah, pretty soft.
Oh.
I know Brian didn't win.
How funny.
No, he didn't win. No,
here, I'll
he
show
didn't.
You the picture. Use it. You tell me what you think of this lazy guy.
Oh, you found it?
Well, he did all
funny.
The other work.
Yeah, he threw the party.
Yeah he did.
What do you mean, yeah?
I'll tell you the move,
don't
too.
Don't get on people for being lazy with their costumes. I mean, you know, at least he put a lay on.
Right.
He was retired. There was an R.
They on the invite, it says something like, you know, we'll have a couple drinks, but if you want anything, please bring it. Mm. When I walked out of there, they had more. They have enough booze to keep them in it through Valentine's Day. That's the move, man. Everyone brought. We brought a 12er.
Yeah.
We didn't even drink. Right. Well, she. I mean, she had a glass of wine or whatever. But
so yeah, that's what they say the for your home for your housewarming. You can't do this because you can't have a house full of booze.
Right.
But that's what you bring to a housewarming party. You bring a bottle of booze so that.
They've got a stock
Their
bar.
Their house is warm.
Right.
Hey, so what is the what are the other costumes in it, and how do they start with the letter R? Like, who's the doctor? Is he a proctologist?
So, no, it's a rheumatologist, an RN.
What's a rheumatologist do?
Isn't it like a joint thing, like in your
nose?
Oh,
is that
like
arthritis or whatever?
Like arthritis.
Because I was at one point, I was having to vote for the costume contest, and the rheumatologist.
You better not have won.
He pulls out a pen to hand it to me, and I don't know how the conversation went down, but he was talking about having done some...
A probe? A backdoor?
Yeah.
A rectal?
Right. Yeah, I just done a rectal as he hands me the pen, and I grab it, and I'm like, ah, come on!
Well, he was kidding.
I know, but I mean, it was one of those moments where I went, wow, I'm slow on the take. I mean, I just grabbed a pen from...
A rheumatologist is an internist or pediatrician who has extra training.
Oh.
In some other things.
What other things?
In systemic autoimmune conditions, commonly referred to as something else.
Oh, come on. Sound it out.
Yeah, sound it out.
Rheumatic disease.
Nice.
Rheumatic disease. How do you say that word?
That just like you just
sounds
did.
Right.
Rheumatic.
One of those.
Rheumatic.
These are words.
Anyway, so you laid in bed?
Who won the contest?
I was very lazy. Yeah, who won?
Was it Rudolph?
You know what's funny? So Brian and Emily are... They... No. You know what's funny, Hooman? I was just about to say, and you would love them. They are extremely faithful.
Oh.
Very faith-filled. And the guy who won the contest dressed up as someone from their church. So, like, the people who knew them from church all voted because they... The guy was dressed as someone from their church and nailed it, apparently. And we're all,
funny.
What's that guy?
Oh.
The next guy, the guy who came in second, I laughed so hard. I couldn't stop. I had to get out of the room to get away from this guy. He was dressed as Robin, but his costume was too tight. He must have, you know, might have been his fourth or fifth year in the thing.
Right.
He had the most giant camel toe you have ever seen.
The moose knuckle.
It was gigantic.
Did he put something in there to make that happen?
I think I want to say that he did something to
enhance it.
Enhance it. Oh. Because it was too. So I walk in, I come into the garage where the ping pong's happening, and he's standing there in this pose like this.
I'm Robin, right?
Hey.
Hands on hips.
And I just look him down and start laughing and almost fall over, and he knows it. I guess he's working the camel toe for everybody. So I have to go get the missus. I'm like, you've got to see this. Come here. She walks in. And she stands there and he goes, she doesn't see it yet. She's like, everybody sees it, dude. So she didn't appreciate
it. She didn't laugh the way that you did.
I couldn't stop.
Right. Sometimes something hits you.
He was so happy with himself. And it was at least.
Does it look gigantic? Or?
It was at least 4 inches deep.
The wedge.
The wedge, like it was like this long all the way up the front.
So it's like a little, there's a bean bag in there or something.
It was unbelievable.
One of those neck pillows that you wear on an airplane.
It was so
prominent.
Yeah. So he got second. He got my vote for sure. Every time he walked up, he just stood there.
Well, you didn't know the guy from the church, so how could you? You know, you can't throw that guy your
Who's
vote.
Russ? You got a name tag on. I'm Russ.
That's so funny. Did he have like a wig or something?
Old
to make
guy,
like
mustache.
Oh. Russ
wig
from
on.
The church.
Right. Walked a certain way the whole time. I mean, he stayed in character. Told bad jokes, one-liners. I guess that's the guy's deal.
Yeah. We are beyond incredibly late. But welcome back, everyone. This may be our last day for 6 weeks firing on all cylinders.
No. He'll be here tomorrow. No, it's going to be
fine. He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, and then at 6:02,
no.
She's going to be like, my water broke, and he's going to leave.
Play the water break.
KLLZ, KLLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good morning. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.